What's up, everybody? You're listening to the intro to the intro. That means you're on the free feed. And you know, once a month, the people on my supporter feeds, they get some bonus content. And today, we're going hard in the paint, baby. We're talking the FAA shutting down the skies for UFOs, allegedly. Damar Hamlin, Fashiongate 3.0 from Ukraine, Real Housewives of Salt Lake drama. Some mega strange Church of Scientology stuff with Lisa Marie Presley. And, of course, Kanye West got married. And you won't believe some of the artwork that I found from this Bianca Censori. So, you know the drill. Every month we do this. I do bonus episodes for my supporters only, and there's only one way you can get on there. And I need you to check out the options. You go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit that VIP tab. You can compare. I've got Patreon, which you can just go sign up. That's the OG. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Or you can sign up for my VIP section. That's sort of my version of Patreon. And you'll get free books when you do that. I give you the Dark Pass for free. I give you Kubrick's Code for free. I give you 2.5 hour Kubrick's Code video. You'll access 160 plus bonus episodes from the past. You'll get the ad-free feed. No more ads. Zero. None. Nada. No ads ever again. You get early access to every episode. I've made it overwhelmingly the right decision for you. All right? So go do it now. Again, the most popular is patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Or you can do the VIP section. And the VIP section, the perk you get with that is you're going to unlock every episode ever. Almost 500 episodes we're in. Whereas Patreon is maybe 300 or 400. No, it's probably about 400 or so. Plus the 160 bonus episodes are on all those, on both of those. So whatever floats your boat. Some people like one over the other, whatever. But the VIP section, that's my baby. I run that. And as you know, you can do a 2-week free feed trial, the free feed loser trial for 2 weeks for free. And right now, I mean, it depends on when you're listening to this. Right now, you can go sign up without even putting your credit card in. Just 2 free weeks. Boom. There you go. Listen to 160 bonus episodes and you're caught up. And if you liked to support the show, you could sign up. And then you'll get the free books and all that stuff. But yeah, go sign up for the free feed trial right now in the VIP section. No credit card needed. I'm changing that. I'm changing that on January 20th. Because I pay for all that, right? Like, this isn't free. Hosting costs me money. So when I give you the free trial, the idea is that some of you will sign up. And it'll reimburse the cost I pay to have you join the VIP section. But I'm turning off that credit card option. Now I see why they told me not to do it. Because a lot of people sign up because there's literally nothing involved with it. No skin off their whatever. But, you know, I got to pay for that. So we're going to up the ante and make you put the credit card number in. You'll still get the option. But anyway, so there's your thing. You can get the full show and all the other crap. Go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. Up top, there's like a menu. Hit the VIP tab and you can check it out. Or you can just sign up there. Or you can sign up at patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Or you can check out my Rockfin channel. It's got a lot of stuff on there too. All the links are in the show notes as always. I'll hit you on the other side. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Isaac, and we've got, yes, another TMZ Illuminate confirmed celebrity show for you. The second one in January, because I'll be damned if there's so much going on. I need two heads and four hands to make all this stuff happen, but this is going to be a bonus show. A bonus show for January. I do a bonus show every month for my supporter feeds as my way of saying thank you. And boy, is this one going to be a doozy. You're going to be glad you're on the supporter feed right now. Today, we're going to talk about Kanye West, who married a model. Well, not a model. She looks like a model. He married a chick in the fashion industry. We're going to break down some crazy shit. Lisa Marie Presley died. But you know, nobody can just die, right? We got to get into the conspiracy theories about what's going on there. And here's your hint. It involves Scientology, right? Okay? Don't make me say it. Because just like Drake, they're out there catching bodies. And, you know, there's only a few organizations I don't mess with. And that's, you know, one of them. Speaking of Scientology, Real Housewives of Salt Lake joined the Black Eye Club. We'll talk about that. Fashion Gate 3.0 from Ukraine. We're going to talk about Damar Hamlin. We're going to talk about the FAA shutting down the skies. Why did they do that? Well, we're going to find out. Well, we're not going to find out. We're going to postulate a theory, and you already know where we're going with it. UFOs, that's right. So that's what we're in for today. Now, you may notice if you're on Tier 2 or higher or Rockfin, you're not seeing my ugly face because I'm not doing a video version. Why? Because you're not going to believe it. This is the fourth virus I've caught in 3 months. Your boy Isaac's he's down bad. And I have to do the audio only so that I can pause it and re-lubricate my vocal cords and all that stuff. It's that or you got to listen to me drink. And I've read enough complaints about the drinking and the cough drop. So, okay, got it. So no video this time. But don't worry. They can't take me down. You know what I'm saying? I went to the doctor. He literally said this would have killed a normal man. That's what he told me. Hey. I'm not here to combat what a medical professional said to me. No, but it's wild. And I've got my own conspiracy theories about what's going on, but we'll save that for another day. And then also happy birthday to Charlie on the Patreon feed, right? Me and Josie, we close up by the fireplace. It's my favorite thing about winter. Not that there's much I love about winter. I hate it. But yeah, there's nothing better than chilling by the fireplace, listening to some podcast, blasting through some, I don't know, Twin Peaks, maybe. So anyway, happy birthday, Charlie. Appreciate you. You and Nate over there. So let's get into it, right? Fashion Gate 3.10. The Golrad the Kiev. This comes from Jake Shields, MMA fighter turned conspiracy theorist. He posted on Twitter. Somebody tagged me. Darn it, I didn't write their name down. Sorry, person who tagged me. I'm now verified on Twitter. No big deal. Which means I paid $8 to Elon Musk. Which makes me want to throw up in my mouth, by the way. But here's the thing. I did it because they suppress your results, right? I've got 15,000 followers. I'm seeing 500 to 1,000 views on my post. So in theory, they say if I pay the $8 ransom fee, they'll show it to more people. We'll see. Because I'm very, very excited to turn it back off if I can. So Jake Shields on Twitter. He posted more Fashion Gate conspiracies. He found a lot of traction from the recent one, right? The Balenciaga stuff. We talked about that. And we talked about how Jake Shields got it wrong with the artist, Lada Vagina. Turned out it wasn't. Anyway, we covered this many times. So Jake Shields posted about Golrad Kiev, who he claims is a Ukrainian fashion company, and posted some very disturbing images. I will not be posting them. No, thank you. It's got, I'll describe it for you. It's got little kids with plastic bags on their head, little kids on leashes, little kids with bloody noses. Someone took those photos, and that's disturbing, right? Well, I dug into it, as one does. Jake Shields got it wrong. It's not Gorad Kiev. It's Gorsad Kiev is how you spell it. G-O-R-S-A-D. And then Kiev, like the capital of Ukraine. And when you go to their Twitter, because I try to confirm that that's where these images came from, right? If you go to their Twitter, it says Gorsad, the Kiev-based trio of artists specializing in alternative photography and provocative video since 2011. All right. They only joined Twitter in May of 22, which I thought was odd. I'm guessing they got banned before that, maybe. So right there in the title, it says they specialize in alternative photography and provocative video. So maybe not shocking. Now, is it appropriate? No. Is it disturbing? Yes. I mean, we should, as a society, say, okay, this is where we draw the line. And this is coming from a guy who's seen every horror movie that would make people cringe and Faces of Death videos and stuff like that. Little kids in these abusive situations are not something we need to have photos of. I'm very sorry. But, you know, I'm not a cancel culture guy. I just like to raise awareness and say, hey, this is happening. Maybe we should not support them. And you saw how well that worked with Balenciaga, right? All the celebrities boycotting. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, I'm reading here. They did not boycott it at all. That's right. But these people, it's revelation of the method. They're gross. They're showing us. And I don't know. What are you to do, right? Ice Cube said, if you're scared, go to church. And I take that seriously. I'd say your prayers, right? Prayers, training, and vitamins, like the Hawkster always told us. So if you go to Gorsad Kiev's Instagram, because that was my next place to look, which is much older. That goes back to 2018. Lots of shady stuff. There's a photos of a kid with an all-seeing eye butterfly, you know, MK Ultra programming, perhaps. There's a kid with a bag on his head. Not the same one that Jake Shields tweeted, though. So in conclusion, and then I tried to find their website, none to be found. In conclusion, this is a trio. I mean, it's like three artists, right? So are we to say, oh, everybody's into this? The whole fashion industry's into this? Not particularly, but it definitely goes in the folder of how many weirdos in fashion are into this category. And are these images Jake Shields tweeted, are they from Gorsad Kiev? I can't confirm that. I don't know if they are or not. I wouldn't be shocked, right? Looking at the content, I wouldn't be shocked if that was their thing. But I definitely was not able to confirm any of those exact images he posted. And I'm going to throw a conspiracy theory out about Jake Shields. Not that I know Jake Shields or know anything about him, but I'm here to play devil's advocate, right? I'm truthing the truthers. Because look, I don't trust anybody entirely. I just don't. I'd like to know if Jake Shields, whether he knows it or not, I'm going to assume he does not, much like a lot of these Patriot guys out here, right? They just see some stuff and they want to act. They want to, you know, the warrior programming kicks in. They're like, oh, damn it. Got to take them down. But they don't look into stuff. They don't realize they're being played. And the argument here would be he's being played by right-wing Russian fascist forces. Because, of course, he makes point to say these guys are from Kiev. And what does that say? It says, oh, you know, that's a dog whistle for a political divide where it's like, oh, okay, people from Ukraine love putting little kids in bags and bloody noses. That's what that says on some level, right? Not to you and I, but to like the mouth breathers out there. And they're like, oh, these Ukraine full of Nazis and now child abusers? Maybe we should take Russia's side on this. And look, I'm not a political guy. I don't know who's right or wrong on that whole thing. I don't know. But the messaging here is concerning. And in Russia is not, they're no strangers to sending out propaganda. That's why they have a state-run media of RT. And the list goes on and on. We did a whole show on the Russian dark arts before, two-part series. And it goes on and on. And there is a fascist conspiracy out there of trying to get us going down this path of authoritarian theocratic fascism. That's a fact. I'm reading a book right now by legendary conspiracy theorist the late David McGowan, who was warning us about this exact thing back in 2001. All right, let's move on. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. You know, I watch some trashy TV once in a while. You need a little bit of that in your life. And me being from Utah here, well, not from Utah, excuse me, living in Utah. I've been here longer than PA where I was born. So in a way, this is my, I guess now this is where I'm from. I don't know. But Heather Gay, one of the ladies from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, she recently got a black eye, right? And I didn't think much of it. Of course, we talk about the Black Eye Club. If you Google that, you'll see all these images of politicians and the Pope with, like, they got socked in the eye. are these guys doing? Are they doing a fight club at night? Like, why is that happening? In fact, I talked to Rude Jude about it on Sirius XM, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. Because he had a black eye, ironically, as I was talking to him. So, anyway, she had a black eye. Didn't think a lot about it, because to me, not everything is a conspiracy. I just thought, okay, Jen Shaw smacked her. Got it. That's the theory. And it's probably the right one. Well, anyway, she's pre-ordering a book called Bad Mormon, because she has left the Mormon church. And on the cover, she's doing the Vow of Silence pose. That's right, the sign of Harpocrates. Aleister Crowley style. And the question is, what's inside the book? She says she's going to reveal the secrets of the Mormon church. What is she going to reveal? Is she going to reveal the secret rituals that happen inside the temples? Because there's temples, and only those deemed worthy can go into them. So if someone in your family is Mormon, they're deemed temple recommended, they're allowed to have a marriage ceremony within the ritualistic church, or temple, I should say. But if you're not temple recommended, you can't even go watch it. Very strange. And the argument, of course, goes much deeper into Joseph Smith and ritual magic and the Book of Enoch. And boy, oh boy, is it a big can of worms. And I'm probably going to have a guest on to break this down for us this year. This is the year of guests. I'm going to try to get a guest every month. So that's just a little bit of fun pop culture. I don't know. The book isn't out until February, so we'll see. I guess the argument could be she joined the Black Eye Club, got the book deal. Now she's revealing some kind of truths about the Mormon church. I don't know. I know Perez Hilton, he was joking about how he was going to expose the Illuminati truths. Remember, we talked about that not too long ago. And since then, there was a video of him referencing an old YouTube video of himself back when he was a little thick, you know, he had about 3 C's of thick. And anyway, he had a black eye back in the day. And he was sort of making fun of it, like, oh my God, I said I was going to expose the Illuminati. And look, I was in the Black Eye Club. Is he telling the truth? We don't know. Is Jeffree Star going to tell us? Jeffree Star posted an image of himself covering one of his eyes, all-seeing eye, recently. I retweeted it. Next, House Party. Sorry, no good segues. House Party, not the Kid and Play House Party from the 90s, but the new one. There's a new one dropping this week. Shout out to T76 on the Instagram, tagged me on a trailer clip. And on the trailer clip, it shows one of the characters hanging out with Kid Cudi at a house party. And the implication is that they're drinking blood at this house party. Of course, tying us into all this cannibalistic adrenochrome talk, right? And I took a note of it. I saw it. I said, okay, cool. And for this show, I was like, okay, let me find that trailer again. And I watched several trailers for House Party 2023. I could not locate this exact scene. Couldn't find it. I tried to find the notification T76 sent me. It's buried and gone in my Instagram stuff. Because, you know, you can only have so many notifications pulled up at a time. And, and by the way, Kelly Slater, the world's most famous surfer, commented on one of my videos on Instagram. Not that he follows me. In fact, he dissed me. But I'll take it. I said, you know what, Kelly Slater, I actually know a way cooler surfer than you. His name is Phil Goodrich, and he paints UFO art for me, and he's the man. So I'm all right with that. We're going to have a celebrity boxing match, a celebrity surfing match between Phil and Kelly Slater. I don't know if Phil's up for it, but I know Phil could do better. Anyway, I couldn't find the trailer. But it turns out the movie is about how, it's the same plot, I guess. I've never seen the originals. But these two guys are staying at LeBron James's house while LeBron is out of town and they have a party. And all these celebrities show up. Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, a bunch of other folks, right? I'm sure Shaq's in there. Shaq's never been one to shy away from some money. Is there anything Shaq can't sell? The answer is no. but they're at LeBron James's house, who was number 23, right? LeBron James. And we talked about him with the Kobe Bryant shows because he basically took the torch from Kobe Bryant. He's been talking about The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho's occult book. He's been trying to do the multimedia approach of ritual magic towards the kids, like we talked about with Kobe Bryant's Granity multimedia entertainment venture back in the early 2020. A lot going on there. So, of course, it's LeBron James's house. There you go. If you want the whole show where we go into all the subjects, Kanye West is married to this chick and she's got some weird artwork. We're going to talk about Lisa Marie Presley and Scientology's connections to the occult and all these weird deaths going on. You know where to go. Go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. Hit that VIP tab on the menu. Link is always in the show notes. Thank you for your support. Till next time, stay woke.